When you're ready, ladies and gentlemen.
Gracie, massive week coming up. How are the preparations going?
Yeah, it's getting exciting now. So, post West Coast, we probably haven't looked at it too much, but now the preparations are, I guess, all but in place for us to sort of get over there and get the job done. So it's a really exciting week for the footy club.
How hard is it to make what is essentially uncharted territory feel normal for the players?
Look, probably because we travel so much, it doesn't feel, you don't feel the enormity of it at the moment. Probably ask us mid-flight. As we're arriving in Hong Kong, it's like it might feel a bit different, but I think it's just excitement about it at the moment. And once we get over there, it will be business as usual. We'll train Thursday, train Saturday. We've got a game to prepare for, so we'll have meetings and everything will be as normal when we get over there.
Has there been concern that focus might not be there because there is a huge difference?
No, not at this point in time. So our schedule, which we received today, looks quite normal for us. When we're in Adelaide or Melbourne or whatever, players still get downtime. So we've just got to educate them about the decisions they make and what they do in that time. But as I said, it's an exciting time for the footy club and really looking forward to it.
So just talk us through it. Are all the players flying out tomorrow morning?
What day are we on now? Monday. So tomorrow night, group one, I guess, head over. So there's a small group of players and coaches going, and then group two leave Wednesday morning. So everyone's there in enough time to be well prepared and ready to train for our main session on Thursday.
Do you take just 25? Well, you know, it's 22 plus 3 metres, or is that more than that?
You'll take 25, and if need be, Thursday you need to make another decision, you can, but at this stage we'll take a squad of 25 over, and then we'll finalise match committee when we get there Thursday.
Is that tougher then to make that decision early in the week than what you guys would normally do?
A little bit. Like with Magpies playing Sunday, we sort of had to have a few discussions before the game yesterday. And then obviously see how they play, how they got through. Players all have screenings and assessments this morning and then sort of finalise a squad to take over. And as I said, then we'll make that final decision Thursday.
How does it affect recovery? Because you said the Magpies just played yesterday and now at least three of them probably left to jump on a 14-hour flight 48 hours afterwards. How does that affect recovery?
Probably not my area of expertise. I'm sure Burjo's, well and truly on top of that, and the guys have, done everything they normally do today and probably a bit more last night. There'll be a couple of those guys that will get the opportunity to test it out.
Aaron, naturally there's been a bit of talk about the weather and the air quality and all that sort of stuff. Within the team environment, is there any concerns about it, and have you spoken about how perhaps to prepare for those conditions?
There's a meeting going on right now about the all the information that the players need for their travel and acclimatising to conditions and sleep and everything when you get over there. There's no concerns for us around that. We think our players, are well prepared to deal with the situations they're put in front of them. We'll leave the physical assessments to our fitness team and we'll pick the side based on our best side available.
There is talk that it could be sort of 30 degrees and muggy, and there's even a sandstorm hitting China currently, which could hit Shanghai. It's fair to say the conditions aren't ideal.
Well, we don't know. We've had training camps in Dubai. We've sort of had similar reports and haven't noticed a thing. It's getting quite cold in the mornings and evenings here at the moment, so I'm quite excited to sort of get over and acclimatise, and especially with my skin, looking forward to that that sun.
Do you have any players that have asthma or any other sort of respiratory conditions?
We don't have any concerns in that space.
Okay.
So is it just regardless of what the conditions throw up on the day, it's just a matter of getting out there and knocking it over? I mean, you can't really do anything else, can you?
You can't. Like, it could be raining, could be windy, it could be whatever from week to week. You just got to adjust to the conditions, both sides playing them, and do what you can to get the points.
Aaron, can you just give us a little bit of clarity about Robbie Gray? Ken's repeatedly said he's fine and everything, and then there was a story during the rounds today online that he'd probably be given a rest after China. Is there any issues with him, and what's the latest there?
There's no issues with Robbie. Robbie was fine on the weekend, probably managed over pre-season a little bit, same as other players around his age and with his medical history, but Robbie's in a really good spot at the moment. He'll play this week, and barring any injuries going forward, I don't see a, a time when he wouldn't play a game.
Yeah, you're not aware of any pre-plans that he would have a rest after China.
Definitely not.
He seemed a bit of a knock in the first quarter on Saturday. Was that sort of something separate that he picked up?
Yeah, I don't think there would have been much to that. There was definitely nothing with him reported. He was out there, doing his stuff today, and played the entire game. So, yeah, there's no issues there.
And Aaron, what about the review? I think you said you've still got to go through it a little bit, but how disappointing that match against West Coast to go down in a big game against a similar place side?
Yeah, it's disappointing because we did a lot of things right, and obviously the stats suggest that. Probably when you have that differential with the inside 50s, you probably expect to win the game. And we've evolved a lot from our footy from last year. We've learned a lot over summer and in the first 6 weeks of how we want to play. And it's just continuing to make sure we execute our roles and our systems and make sure that we can convert the opportunities as we need to. So it was a game where, as I said, we did a lot of things right, but it's frustrating not to come over the points when you do probably control those parts.
Will you specifically be doing anything different this week?
Different opposition, so you always do a few things differently. We've been really strong from the start of pre-season right through our JLT games and the first 6 weeks that we need to keep getting better at what we do. We're really strong with how we want to play and the players have great clarity around that. We just need to see that continual growth and make sure that we're executing the footy that we need to play, and then each week you add, whether it's West Coast intercept markers behind the ball, their contested possession strength around stoppage, whatever it may be. Kennedy, great goalkeeper. Each side has focuses that you've got to look at, but our major focus still is going to be continuing to evolve and grow our game.
But you don't think this milestone is a bit of a distraction to getting the 4 points?
No, I don't think so. Look, and again, from a coaching and playing point of view, we've barely spoken it until today, and it's sort of, I did this morning, check what flight I'm on and where we're staying, type thing, because you're so focused on week to week what you've got to do at the moment. So I'm sure we're starting to get a great appreciation now of the enormity that the admin of this footy club and the people that have been involved, the work's gone into it to get this off the ground. And that's where the excitement's starting to come. There's a lot of firsts going on here. So it's a privilege to be involved in this game. And again, the excitement will start to build, I think, once we get over there and get to have a run around Thursday.
After the game itself, Aaron, do players come straight back, say, the following day, or are they given a couple of days leave, for a bit of sightseeing or something, obviously given the bye week?
Yeah, there's a bit of an option there. So we fly back as a group on Monday, and then there's the option. The players have, I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday time to themselves. So a lot of players have got family going over with them, so there'll be a few different options there. Whether they want to stay on, travel somewhere close.
So when you say fly back as a group, so not as in fly back to Australia as a group, fly back to maybe Hong Kong or something as a group?
We all come back to Adelaide via Hong Kong as a group on the Monday, arriving Tuesday morning.
Okay.
But some may take the option to have a couple of days somewhere on the way home.
Some may stay in China for a few more days,
yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. So they might not get back until the Thursday or something.
Possibly, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See some of you over there?
No.